Good morning. Looking at the US markets, well, with 2 hours left to trade, we have the markets now in negative territory. But that is following on from losses that we saw in the European markets. If we have a look what happened in Europe, we had the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, leaving rates on hold, but once again mentioning the concerns about inflation. So the prices of goods being sold into the market and their lack of increasing of those prices and how that might dampen growth. We saw this in the US yesterday and the banking stocks finished lower. And of course, we've followed through again on that concern again today on the US markets. If we look at the Dow at the moment, it's down around 18 points. The NASDAQ down by 3 points. Technology is doing a little bit better today, and the retail sector in the spotlight. Retail sales for November coming in better than expected, up by 0.8%. And we've also heard that Target has gone out and bought Shipit. What they're trying to do is compete against Amazon. So they've bought a delivery service company, and they've spent around $550 million on this deal. The shares of Target moving higher on the back of this news. And of course, the biggest news or biggest deal being broken in the US. We've been waiting for it for a few weeks. We heard that Walt Disney has agreed to buy the assets of 21st Century Fox. Now, they'll be paying $52.4 billion. We've got Fox shares and also 21st Century moving higher on this news. They say it could take around 12 to 18 months for the deal to be done, but it is the entertainment assets. It's not the majority of the sports assets or the news assets. They will be retained under Fox and spun off as a new business. Now, what we do know is that they are selling some of those regional sports channels, and what this will do is hopefully come in and support ESPN, which has been one of the lagging units of the Disney network. Looking at the commodity markets, well, the gold price is up there at a one-week high, up around $8 an ounce to $1,257 an ounce, and the oil price at the moment at $56.90 US a barrel. The Australian market today was set for a 5-point gain at the start of trade, and the Australian dollar is stronger. We had some good Chinese economic data that came through yesterday, being supported as well by weakness in the US dollar yesterday, even though it started to come back a little bit this morning, currently holding at 76.73 US cents.